The Christian life is the real deal. It is the real deal. I'm going to preach today on the subject the Lord put on my heart, the real deal. Jesus is the real deal. Jesus feels, Jesus thrills, and Jesus fulfills. He is the real deal. I mean, He feels. How many of you, speaking of feeling, how many got filled up for Thanksgiving this past week? You ate and you ate and you ate. I heard about one lady that ate too much, and so she was out there exercising, running, jogging as fast as she could down the road, and a little girl saw her, and the little girl said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm trying to get skinny." The little girl scratched her head and said, "Is Skinny your dog?" She missed a little bit. How many got a dog named Skinny you've been chasing here lately? But it did remind me of Sister Betty Hayes. She's with the Lord now, but I visited with her in the nursing home up in Covington and at Riverside, and I'll never forget, we were having the Lord's Supper together, and it came out of nowhere. She said, "Brother Randy," I said, "What?" She said, "You know what? I'm not going to have to worry about being overweight in heaven." I said, "You know what? You got a point there. You got a good point there." And I told her, I said, "Sister Betty, America's the only place you can get a double cheeseburger, large fries, and a Diet Coke. It's the only place. Only place I know." And somebody said, "America's the only place where the pizza will get to your house faster than the ambulance does." But I don't know about all that, but I know that I remember hearing about a man that, speaking of eating and Thanksgiving, he was standing on the scale in the bathroom. His wife was watching him. He was sucking in his gut. You know what I'm talking about. She said, "That's not going to do any good." He said, "Yes, it will. It'll help me see the numbers down there." But I don't know about that. But I know this: Jesus thrills, Jesus feels, and Jesus fulfills. He is altogether. I'll tell you what, I got to thinking about how good the Lord has been to me and how good God is to us all. And you know, I got to thinking about the fact that I tell you, I pity. I was coming down the road this morning, coming to the church, and I thought, "Lord, I feel sorry for those people who don't know Jesus." Don't you feel sorry for people who don't know the living God? I mean, you can take this old world, but give me Jesus. You can have the silver and gold, just give me Jesus. You can take all the diamonds and rubies, give me Jesus. I mean, you can have the lands and the houses and all the wealth of the world, just give me Jesus. I mean, Jesus is the real deal. He is the one that knows us and loves us. You can have everything this world has to offer, but when you have Jesus, you got peace with God, you got the peace of God, you got a friend that'll stick closer than a brother. When you got Jesus, I'll tell you, you got security, you got a guarantee that absent from the body is present with the Lord. And you know, when you have Jesus as a child of God, we've got a sure foundation. We've got a book called the Bible that stands the test of time, and because the Bible stands, we can stand on it. I know the Bible's taking a licking, but it keeps on ticking like a Timex watch. You know, the cynics and the critics and the atheists and the agnostics have tried to pick apart and ridicule and deny the Scripture, but it still stands. I mean, it still stood the test of time, and because it stands, we can stand on it. I'm glad I've got a Bible that's the infallible and errant Word of God. Can I get an amen? Thank God for the Bible. Amen. It is God's Word. It's a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. It's forever settled in heaven. We don't have to wonder about, is it going to change? It's the same like Jesus, yesterday, today, and forever. The Word of God, we can live it and learn it and love it. And may God help us to read it and heed it and hide its words in our heart, that we might not sin against Him. Oh, Jesus is the real deal. Jesus feels, Jesus thrills, Jesus, He fulfills. And you see, when you got it, you got a relationship that will not be altered. I read an article just the other day, I believe it was on Friday or Saturday, maybe you saw the article, about a 42-year-old lady that was in a coma. Well, I say 42, she was actually in the coma for 42 years. Did you read that article? A lady for 42 years was in a coma. But the article said her mom stayed with her until she died. That is, her mom died, and then she had a person, an aunt, I believe it was, in the family that came and stayed with her. And here is the testimony that both said. They said, "We could feel, we could sense the presence of Mary. They were Catholics. They said, we sense Mary's presence in the room with her. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but Mary can't help me when I'm in a coma. Mary can't help me when I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Mary and Michael, the archangel, and Peter and the rest, it's Jesus, the one that's the friend that'll stick closer than a brother. You can have this world, but give me Jesus. It's Jesus, the one that's conquered the grave. I read just last night about Arafat, Yasser Arafat. Do you know what they're fixing to do? They're fixing to dig up his bones. You know why? He's dead. He's been dead for several years now. But you know what they're going to do? They're going to try to find out if he was poisoned. They believe that somebody poisoned him, and that's why he's dead. I got to thinking about that. I said, hallelujah. They can't dig up my Savior's bones. His bones aren't there. He's risen from the grave. I'm telling you, child of God, we've got a real God. We've got a living God, and we ought to thank God for this very day. Amen and amen and amen. There are three reasons why you need Jesus today. I don't care if you're a Christian or not a Christian. You still need Jesus. I still need Jesus. It's because he fills. Jesus fills, Jesus thrills, and Jesus fulfills. Three reasons, and the three daily decisions that are going to determine if you're a disciple or not. Three daily decisions. I know for a fact there's some of us today need the Lord to fill us right now. Take your Bibles and turn, please, to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. Stand to your feet as we read Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18, 19, and 20. Ephesians chapter 5, as we look in this wonderful living Word of God. I love the book of Ephesians. You know why? Because my soul, Paul wrote this in what we call this prison epistle. It is just absolutely loaded with truth. Paul said in chapter 1, we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. He said, not only that, but we have been chosen before the foundation of the world. Not only that, but we've been adopted in the family of God. Not only that, but we have been accepted in the Beloved. That is, God the Father accepts us in His Son. Not only that, but we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Not only that, but we are sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. Not only that, but in chapter 2, he said we were dead in trespass and sin, and God quickened us together with Christ Jesus, raised us up together, made us trophies of His grace. My soul, we were all headed for the lake of fire, but God snatched us off that wide and broad gate. Not only that, but in chapter 3, he said that Christ should dwell in our hearts by faith, being rooted and grounded in love. And not only that, but in chapter 4, he said, put off the old man and put on the new man, which is created in righteousness and true holiness. And then in chapter 5, Jesus is the real deal. We come to chapter 5, and he says, as we get in the context of what we're going to look at this morning, he said that walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, the days are evil. Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And we break right into chapter 5, verse 18. If you're there, say amen. Look at chapter 5, verse 18. Here's the text today the Lord put on my heart this week to share with you. I trust it'll encourage you and bless you and challenge you as well. Ephesians 5, 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess or debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. People today talk about the Christmas spirit, but notice this is capital S, not the Christmas spirit, but the Holy Spirit. But be filled with the Spirit. Look at verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 18, Jesus fills. Verse 19, Jesus thrills. Verse 20, Jesus fulfills. Let's pray together. Father, now thank you for the word that's forever set in heaven. I bless you, God. Your word sure knows how to just encourage our hearts. It sure just lifts us up. It just gives us perspective, Father. And I thank you for the appetite of your people for the word of God. This very day, I pray you feed us, Spirit of the living God. We're hungry today. We're thirsty today. We long to sit in your presence. We just desire our Lord to fellowship with you. And thank you for the music. Thank you for the time of praise. And God, I pray now for those that need a filling today. Oh, Spirit of God divine, pour out your Spirit on us today. Lord, fresh oil today. And I pray now that you'll be high lifted up and you'll search our hearts. You'll purify our motives. God, you create within us a clean heart. And Lord, you'll help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We love you and bless you today because our God, you first loved us. Now speak, Lord, and give us ears to hear, hearts to obey. And Father, thank you now what you're going to do. We bless you for every lost soul that's been saved recently and those that will be baptized tonight. And God, our Father, those that will be saved and those that will be baptized in the future. And God, I pray now you keep us, your people, loving each other, forgiving each other, praying for each other. Oh God, great shepherd and bishop of our soul, lead us to greener pastures and stiller waters. Lord, take us further than we could ever go by ourselves. And thank you now for the open doors you've set before us. I pray even as Jabez of old did for us, your people, Father, the Lord enlarge our coast. Father, may you enlarge our coast. Your hand be on us and keep us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. And all God's people said, amen and amen. You may be seated. There are three reasons why you need Jesus today. Three reasons. And they're found in verse 18, 19, and 20. They're found in verse 18, 19, and 20. Jesus fills, number one. Secondly, Jesus thrills. And then Jesus fulfills. Follow with me. First, Jesus fills. Notice the text, verse 18. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. There's quite a contrast and a comparison there, is there not, between being under the intoxicant influence of alcohol. You've seen a man who's drunk. You've seen a woman who's drunk. They absolutely act differently. Their tongue is thick. They talk differently. They walk differently. They're under the control of the devil. Can I get an amen? But on the other hand, I'm telling you, when you're filled with the Spirit, you're going to walk different. I'm going to walk different. We're going to act different. We're going to look different. We're going to talk different because the Holy Ghost of God is filling us. I don't know if you're here today, but there are probably some of us here today that need the Holy Spirit of God to fill us up. Why, we've been running on empty for a long time, and we're just beaten down, and the devil's wore us out, and the world is about to rob us of joy, and we need God, the Holy Ghost, to fill us up this morning. Yes, we do. I'm convinced there's some of us today that need a touch from the Master's hand. And so Jesus fills. The word be filled is the word pleroustē in the original language. You'll note on this matter of being filled, be filled with the Spirit. Let's take a little English lesson here just for a moment. Can we take a little English lesson? Be not drunk with wine, where's excess, but be filled with the Spirit. The word be filled is number one in the present tense. That means it's not a once and for all thing. It's not you're filled one time and that's it. Rather, it's an ongoing process where God just keeps on filling us. God just keeps on filling us by His Holy Spirit power. When we are emptied of ourselves, when we're emptied of sin, God just keeps on filling us and filling us and filling us. us, and it's present tense, it's ongoing. There's some of us today that if the truth been known, we hadn't been filled with the Spirit. Why, we've been full of ourselves, full of the flesh, rather than full of the Spirit of God. And that's the better reason today that you and I need to say, God, I see too much of self in my life, and I know that it's grieving your Spirit. I know that it's quenching your Spirit, and I know, Jesus, I'm not a spirit-filled. And the word spirit-filled means to be controlled. Tell me, are you under the control of the Holy Spirit? Tell me, is the Holy Spirit on the throne of your heart? Tell me, is the Holy Spirit the boss of your life? Well, the word be filled is not only in the present tense, secondly, it's in the passive mood. What does that mean? It means this: I cannot fill myself, you cannot fill yourself. We are dependent upon another source, namely the Holy Spirit. We need God to fill us. We need Jesus to fill us today. And I pray, Lord, I'm the biggest candidate that needs to be filled. Hang with me now. If you hadn't said, yes, I need to be filled, you will in a moment. Trust me, you will in a moment. Not only is in the present tense, not only is in the passive mood, thirdly, it's plural in form. What do I mean by plural? Here's what it means. The word pleroste means this. It's not just for preachers. It's not just for deacons. It's not just for Sunday school teachers. It's not just for missionaries. Plural means everybody. Every child of God ought to be filled with the Spirit. Let me tell you another true fact about the word be filled with the Spirit. Not only is in the present tense, not only is in a passive mood, not only is it plural in form, number four, it is imperative. And what I mean by imperative, it means it's a command. It's not a suggestion. Be filled like when you want to be filled like. It says be filled, just like the Great Commission is a command. We call that imperative mood in the Greek language. It means, as Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. He's not saying go when you feel like it, set aside a day when you want to go out knocking on doors, but as you're going on your job, as you're going to your family at Thanksgiving, as you're going to school, as you're in the community at the grocery store at Walmart, as you're going, share the good news. All right? So, not only is the Great Commission in the imperative mood, but being filled with the Spirit is a command from heaven. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'll tell you what. When the Spirit of God comes on you, you know it. You absolutely know it. How many remember the days of Superman? Do you remember Clark Kent? How he would go in a phone booth. And you that speaking, Brother John, have got a little age on you. Y'all remember Superman? He went in the phone booth, and then all of a sudden, he came out and he was what? Transformed. He could do things he couldn't do normally. Can I tell you something? When the Holy Spirit fills you and me, we are able to do things we couldn't normally do because it's Holy Ghost power. And if ever there's a time, the church, the blood washed, children of God need a filling of the Spirit to get out into this old dark world with the good news and with the power of God, it's right now. It's right now. I'm praying God will fill me up today. I'm praying God will put fresh all in my soul. Why? You know why? Because here is the fact. How many ever stop by and get gasoline in your car? You know what I'm talking about? When your gasoline gets low, sometimes you got a little light. How many have got a little light? I'm glad for little lights on the dash, amen. In my old truck there, that old gray Ranger, I didn't have a little light that say you're low on gas. Consequently, I was stranded by the road numerous times right here, and God bless Jasper County, because the gas got low. But thus far, I hadn't had to be stranded because there's a light that says on my dashboard, you're low on gas. And I know what I need to do. And you know what you need to do. What do I need to do? I need to drive in that gas station. I need to pull that gas pump out and pump in some gas. Why? To fill it up again. Can I tell you something? So it is with the Holy Ghost. We get low. I mean, we get low. There's some people I'm looking at today, you've been low. You've got a lot of pressure on you. You've got a lot of stress on you. And you're low, and you need God to fill you up this morning. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but there's some of us today that need some breakthroughs. Why, you've been praying for somebody to be saved. You've been praying that God will give you victory over habit. You've gotten low. You've gotten low. And you and I need to cry out to God, fill us today, Lord. Fill us today, Lord. Good news. He said he'd do it. Are you needing God to fill you up today? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we get low. You see, I wish I didn't have to say this, but we cannot be filled with the Spirit until we're emptied of ourselves. And not only that, but so often, you know what the devil, if he has his way, we're filled with anger. Am I looking at anybody today? Am I talking to anybody today? Am I preaching to anybody today that anger has welled up in you? Some stuff has happened, and you know deep down inside there's some anger down there. There's some resentment down there. And that's got to be dealt with. You got to deal with that. Don't let the devil rob you of being filled with the Spirit. Deal with that anger. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. There might be something else the devil's trying to fill you up with this morning. Maybe it's not anger. It might be pride. Well, preacher's preaching to somebody else. I don't need to be filled. You just don't know how close you are to leaning on the arm of flesh if you don't think you need to be filled with the Spirit. I'm telling you, we all need to be filled with the Spirit. And you see, if you think you don't need to be filled with the Spirit today, the devil's done got a hold of you, and you're so backslidden from God, you don't even realize how far you've drifted from God. The Holy Ghost isn't controlling you, because there's a good sign that simply put, you realize, and I realize, oh God, I can't function in my life without the filling of the Holy Spirit. Let me explain. I'll explain in a moment. Hang with me. But the devil wants to fill us up with pride and lust and jealousy. Come on. And gossip. The devil wants to fill us up. And we can't be filled with the Spirit if we got full of anger and full of self and sin. Back behind our house, notice yesterday, this morning when I was out early this morning, they've got several fields back behind our house, about a half a mile behind our house. And they're spreading chicken manure all over it. My soul, the wind was blowing yesterday. And I want you to know, you didn't even have to go outside to smell the chicken manure. You just get close to the door and the cracks would bring in that stinking chicken manure. Man, it just, that ammonia and all that stench to it. I mean, you walk outside and it's just overwhelming, the smell. I've smelled it before, friend, and it's not that kind of smell. It's the worst smell that I've ever smelled before, amen. I don't know what they put in that chicken manure. Hello. But anyway, and the point is this. I got, the Lord began to speak my heart this morning. I said, Lord, is that the way it is with sin in our life? Is that the way it is when sin gets in our life? We don't even realize how much we stink when we got sin in our life. But it stinks us up. And I want you to know, listen to me, brother and sister, I love you, but I got to tell you this. When we get sin in our life, it not only stinks us up, but other people around us can smell the stench of sin in our life. I can't hear you. We think it's just us, and I've just lived to myself, and I'll do my own thing. No, other people can smell how stinking we are when we got unconfessed sin in our life. And we say, well, it just affects me, and I'm doing my own thing. No, other people are affected by our lifestyle. Amen. And other people can smell how, when we don't deal with our sin and we don't even realize it, we smell like that chicken manure. Everywhere we go, it just lingers. It permeates, and it smells. And people that are around us, they're looking at us. They don't say anything to us often. They're just looking at us and thinking, man, she stirred us stink. He sure does stink. The Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. Let's say that together. Be sure your sin will find you out. And whatever man sows, that's what he also reaps. Tell me, have you been sowing this old chicken manure and thinking that you're going to reap the love of God, reap the joy of the Lord, reap the peace of God? No. When we sow to the flesh, we reap corruption. But when we sow to the Spirit, we reap life everlasting. Bottom line is this, I need God to fill me. Are there anybody here today, not only does God the Holy Ghost pour in, but watch this, we pour out. When the Holy Ghost of God pours in, We pour out. Why do I need to be filled with the Spirit? Here's why. Jesus fills, number one. You know why? How about you husbands and wives? Are there any husbands and wives in the house of God today that need God the Holy Spirit to fill you up because you realize you can't be the godly husband nor the godly wife that God called you to be without being Spirit-filled? Why, you say things you may not mean, and you say things you wish you could take back. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And there's some husbands here, some wives here, that we just got to get self and the flesh off and start saying, God, fill me. Help me to learn how to love my wife as Christ Jesus loved the church. And wives, help me to learn how to respect my husband. You can't do that in the flesh. It takes the Holy Ghost of God to fill you up. May I suggest to you that we all need to be filled with the Spirit as husbands and wives. Why? In order to love each other. Why? In order to forgive each other. Why? In order to communicate and to build each other up. And furthermore, in order to pray together, we need God to fill us up. And the husbands and wives said, amen and amen. I heard about one husband and wife. This husband was henpecked. How many know what I'm talking about? Henpecked. He said he loved the hen that pecked him. Amen. But anyway, he was henpecked. So he went to the Christian counselor, and the Christian counselor told him, said, sir, I'll tell you what you need to do. What you need to do, he said, you just need to put your foot down and say, I'm the boss around my house from now on. So the man said, bless God, I'm going to do that. He went home. He was tired of being henpecked. He went home and he opened the door, slammed the door. He said to his wife, he said, from now on, I'm the boss around here. And he shook his fist in the air and said, I'm the boss around here. He said, from now on, I'm the boss. He said, when I want something done, I want it done. He said, when I want my meals done, I want you to go in the kitchen and fix my meals. He said, well, not only that, but when I want my clothes folded, I'm going to tell you to go upstairs and fold my clothes. And not only that, he said, I'm going out with the boys tonight. And he looked at her and he said, and I'm going to wear my suit, and guess who's going to tie my tie? She said, the undertaker. Husbands and wives need to be filled with the Spirit. Come on. Husbands and wives, you've been fighting, hadn't you? You've been arguing, hadn't you? You've been not seeing eye to eye, hadn't you? You've not been on the same page, have you? And that's why today Jesus fills. Be not drunk with wine, which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Every husband, every wife, in order. Now, you can live under the same roof. It's the difference in unity and union. I mean, you can live together and you can have union, but you don't necessarily have unity. It's like tying two tomcats' tails together, throw them over the clothesline. You got union, but you sure ain't got unity. Amen. You might live in the same house, but there's a difference in union and unity. And that's why every husband, I'm convinced, I need God to fill me up. I can't fulfill my obligation as a godly husband. Not only that, but what about daddies? Are there any daddies in the house of God today? Are there any mamas in the house of God today that you say, man, I just can't keep doing what I'm doing. I've got to have God's filling today. I can't be that godly mama. I can't be that godly daddy. Daddies are saying today, how in the world am I going to get out of debt? How can I pay all my bills? Christmas is coming up, and I've got all these things that I've got to be concerned about. That's the reason that you and I need to be filled with the Spirit, that we'll learn to cast our burden on the Lord, and that we'll learn to say, Lord, there's some things I can't control. Are there mamas in the house of God today? You've had it up to here. You said, my children don't do what I want them to do. They don't treat me like I want them to treat me. I've just got responsibilities galore. I do this, I do that. I try to be nice, I try to be loving, but some reason or another, it just doesn't seem to be working. And I'm about ready to ventilate. I'm about ready to explode. I need God to fill me up today. There's some mamas in the house of God today that need God to fill you up. Why? If you're not careful, you can just began to get angry and bitter and just began to
to begin to stink up the house with your attitude, God says, I'll fill you today. I'll make a difference in your life today. The devil wants to fill you up with anger and bitterness and lust and pride and all that stuff. But God said, if you'll come to me, Jesus said, if you'll come to me, I'll fill you up. I'll give you fresh oil. I'll give you a double portion of my spirit. I'll be in you, with you, and upon you. I'll guide you into all truth. I'll be your refuge. I'll be your security. I'll be your strength. I'll be your all in all. I'll be your wisdom. Everybody needs God to fill them up today. Everybody, I'm convinced. All of us do. And then there's some teenagers in the house of God today, a few. You say, man, I need God to fill me up. I need God to fill me up. You know why? Because we live in a sex-saturated society. You ought to quiet on me, parents. We live in a sex-saturated society. And I mean, it's everywhere you go. And I know what you're thinking. I go to school and my friends, a lot of my friends are doing it. And then not only that, but a lot of my friends are drinking and going out boozing and going to parties and all this stuff. And teenagers are saying, man, I feel pressured. I come to church. I come to home. I know I shouldn't do it, but my friends are putting pressure on me. And my friends are wanting me to try to do it. And I just feel like I'm getting weak. I'm being tempted on every side. Can I suggest to you, you teenagers need to get filled with the Holy Ghost of God. Oh yeah. Senior adults need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Senior adults. This past Thanksgiving, we went and had the privilege of picking up my wife Deanna's aunt. She's 90 years old. She can't drive anymore. She's on a walker. She fell and hit her head the other day. God bless her heart. And she's living by herself. And her other aunt passed away about 2 months ago. And as we went and picked her up in Barnesville and took her to Thanksgiving and spent some time with her, and here's what she said to me. She said, I sure would like to be able to drive again. I sure would like to be able to drive again. I sure appreciate y'all coming to pick me up. I hope it wasn't out of the way. We said, we're glad to do it, glad to do it, glad to do it. Senior adults need God to fill them up. Why? Because all the aches and pains, can I get an amen? Aches and pains, and things don't work like they used to. You know what I'm talking about. I heard about two ladies speaking of driving. They were driving down the road, and one lady was driving, and all of a sudden they ran through a red light. Another lady looked at her and said, Mildred, you just ran a red light. She said, I did. And they ran up to another red light, ran right through it. And she said, Mildred, that's the second red light you ran through. And then they ran through another red light. She said, Mildred, you're going to try it. You're going to get us killed. Mildred looked at her and said, oh, am I driving? God help us. We all need to be filled with the Spirit. Will you say, Lord, fill me today? Will you say, Lord, fill me today? Will you say, God, I need you to fill me up. I've got some stuff I can't handle myself. I've got some strongholds. I've got some generational stuff. Number one, Jesus fills. Number two, Jesus thrills. Look what Paul said. He said, be not drunk with wine, where it is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Notice what he said in verse 19. Not only does the Lord fill, but the Lord thrills. Look what he said in verse 19. Speaking to yourselves. And the word speaking there is an interesting word. La-lo is the word for speaking. La-lo. And the word speaking means to make a sound. Obviously, it's a sound of an animal that is bellowing or such. Speaking to yourselves, make a sound. Speaking to yourselves, notice what he said. There's a progression here in verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, and the word psalms is the word solo, which has to do with an instrument. It means, Brother Clay, it means an instrument. A pluck is really the original root of that word, psalms, to pluck, whether it be a string instrument or another instrument. Speaking to yourselves, verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and then hymns and then spiritual songs. Well, what's the word hymn mean? You know, we've got a whole book called Psalms. They sung these psalms. So Jesus not only feels, but he thrills. Hang with me. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns. Hymns are something that's sung, a song. to give a joyful noise unto the Lord. And then thirdly, if you'll notice there, psalms and hymns, and look at this, spiritual songs. Y'all see that? If you see it, say amen. Spiritual songs. I can't help but I got to camp there for a moment. I can't help it. I just got to camp right there for a moment. Let me camp there for a moment. Notice what he said, spiritual songs. And the bottom line is this, when the praises go up, the glory comes down. That's the bottom line. When the praises go up, the glory comes down. Jesus fills, Jesus thrills. And you see, speaking yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The word spiritual is the word pneumatiko. And it's where we get our word spirit. Pneumatos. Did you notice? I'm fixing to meddle for a moment. Let me meddle just for a moment. Paul didn't say, led by the Holy Ghost, he didn't say, speaking yourselves in psalms and hymns and country songs. Uh-oh, it's getting quiet. He didn't say, speaking yourselves in psalms and hymns and rock and roll songs. I can't hear you. Y'all are shutting down on me. That's all right. I love you anyway. But he said this, speaking yourselves in hymns and psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Spiritual songs. Spiritual songs. Why is that important? Because, hear me, you will not be a spirit-filled Christian. The tail of the tape is if you're spirit-filled, you're going to be singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, not the world's songs. Y'all see that in the text? We might as well change our Bible. Hello. Come on, y'all talk to me. I mean, God said if you're spirit-filled, you're not going to be listening to the world's music. That's what he says. I didn't make it up. Does your Bible say that? That's what my Bible says. Hymns and psalms and spiritual songs. Watch this. Spiritual songs. By the way, Christians ought to be different. I am at a church today, aren't I? Let me just make sure I got the right setting here. Yeah, Christians are to be different. I'm being a little facetious here, but we're the body of Christ. We're Christians, and thank God we ought to be different than the world. The world is serving their God. They don't know about the God we serve. And if there was ever a time we desperately need to penetrate this dark world with the good news, it's now. I want you to know the world is not going to be influenced or persuaded by your God if we're listening to their stinking music. Amen. They don't care. They do the same thing. If they don't see a difference in your life, they're going to say, forget it. I've got what you've got plus some, and I'm enjoying my sin. But what they don't know is when they die, they're going to spend eternity lost without God in a place where the worm does not die and the fire does not quench. Bottom line is that God's people ought to be holy because God is holy, and he said, sanctify us, Lord. I don't know who God is speaking to today, but God is saying to us, we need to get rid of some of that trashy, filthy world of music and start praising God because he deserves our praise. Give him glory and praise. Amen and amen and amen. Oh yeah. That's what he's saying. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Can I just go a step further? I'm already on the limb. Let me go ahead and step further. I'm just sharing my personal opinion. I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be boastful. I really not. But I want you to know, when I see some singer, I don't care if they're movie stars or celebrities, and they're singing Christian music, I'm not saying God doesn't honor that, but I want you to know, God's anointing will not flow through filthy vessels. God said, clean that bear the vessel of the Lord. I mean, the world can sing Christian songs and thank God for it. But I'll be honest with you. You can sense if you've got any God in you at all. I said if you've got any of God in you at all, you can sense the difference in the flesh versus the spirit when somebody's singing. Y'all are getting quiet on me. Speaking to yourselves. See, that's going to be a sign your spirit feels. No longer with the world. Is there anybody God's dealing with right now that you need to turn that music off and change out that CD? Put it away. Throw it away. Start listening to that which is psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Notice he said, making melody in your heart to the Lord. The word melody is the same word for psalms, solo. Making music to the Lord. Making melody in your heart to the Lord. When the praises go up, the glory comes down. Could that be why some of us aren't experiencing the blessings of God more? Is that we're not praising God more. We're not giving Him glory. Well, first time let me just share this with you. This Thanksgiving, we had some guests to come and eat Thanksgiving dinner with us. And this man is a pastor, and he's kin to the family somehow, some distance. Anyway, he brought his sheets with him. He had his sheets. He said, you know, I've sung this song, to God be the glory, for years before Thanksgiving meal. To God be the glory. He said, is it all right to sing it? I said, is it all right to sing it? Let's sing it at least once, amen. Come on, I can't hear you. That's more important than turkey and dressing, right? Come on. We got to get our priorities in right as a child of God. We're just so used to just going through the motions. And the point is this, when praises go up, the glory comes down. Is there anybody needs God's glory in your life? Maybe you're not experiencing joy and speaking full of glory. Maybe you're not experiencing peace and passive understanding. Maybe you've got a troubled mind. Maybe you're feeling like you're lonely or insecure, or you're feeling anxious today. When the praises go up, the glory comes down. And when we begin to praise God, I want you to know, God begins to fight the battles for us. You can take a look at the book of 2 Chronicles and see Jehoshaphat. The Ammonites, the Moabites, the Termites, they all came against Jehoshaphat, every one of them. And Jehoshaphat began, see, some of you already cut me off right now. When I start talking about other music, you're looking out the window. You don't want to hear anything else the pastor has to say because God's convicted you about some stuff maybe. I don't know, but I love you, but I'm telling this. We need some Spirit-filled men and women. We need some Spirit-filled homes. We need some Spirit-filled Christians. God, give us. Now you say, but Brother Pastor, I've gotten out from under. I'm out of the spout where the glory comes out. God begins to pour out His power on us. And brother, that doesn't just happen. Sister, that just happened overnight. You say, well, I'm not experiencing the glory anymore. I've gotten from out from under the spout where the glory comes out. Be not drunk with wine, but excess. Be filled with the Spirit. Jesus fills. He thrills. I want you to know, you don't have to stay there. You can get back under the spout where the glory comes out. But if you'll sit there like a knot on a log today and look around and say, well, this message must be for somebody else. It's not for me. You're not going to get under the glory where the glory comes out. Jesus said, he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. Jesus said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. He's not going to force himself on you. And you don't have to be a Spirit-filled Christian. You can be controlled by the flesh. You can be a carnal Christian and just get in the way of everybody around you. You can just keep living your life and the Lord will let you. Oh, but oh my, oh my. Jesus fills. Jesus thrills. And then finally, Jesus fulfills. Look at verse number 20. Giving thanks for all things. Giving thanks for all things. Giving thanks always for all things. Giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder if you stand together.